when I look at that person, they look honest to me, you know. That's when it starts to kind of get to me.
Well, the things that happen, I don't see how it could be somebody's imagination, but...
Did you ever hear of a haunted house around here, around Waco?
Oh, I've heard what people said was a haunted house. I never... There was one out in China Springs up on the hill.
Yeah.
Way up on the Rocky Hill. There was an old sheep herder that was killed in the house. Someone murdered him. And people said they could see a light in the window at night. They knew nobody wasn't there.
But yeah.
I don't know whether they could see it all the time or not, but they'd see that light in the window.
Yeah. Did you ever see it?
No. I didn't live around.
Oh.
I've seen the house, but I didn't live close.
Yeah. Yeah. There used to be a story like that in Dallas about White Rock Lake. There was supposed to be some rich lady who lived near White Rock Lake. And I don't know, I didn't grow up in Dallas, and so I may not have the story straight, but there was something about, oh, somebody took her out and drowned her in the lake or something. And so you occasionally see her floating around vicinity between the house and the lake or something like that. I haven't never seen her, but then I've never been to White Rock Lake at night either, so I don't know.
Probably fog.
Probably. Probably so. What do you call those kind of birds that can see in the dark?
Owls.
Okay, are there different kinds of owls?
Oh, quite a number. Quite a number.
Oh, what kinds of owls are there?
Well, there's little barn owls and hoot owls. What we call hoot owls, I don't know, it might be, I don't know whether hoot owls and barn owls, probably the same thing. And then there's a big white, oh, I don't know the name of all of them, but there's a big white-faced owl. And I don't know what other kinds are in here. Little brown owls. They're not barn owls, but I think they stay in trees. That's the only ones I've ever seen around here.
Uh-huh. There used to be an owl that lived in a tree kind of close to the road. I used to drive between Dallas and Denton. And it's real close to the road. In the wintertime, you can see them out there sitting on the bare branches watching traffic go by.
Uh-huh.
It's just calm.
In the daytime?
No, it was about dusk.
Oh, I'm saying, I never heard of an owl being out in the daytime.
Yeah, I know, I never seen it in the daytime. What do you call those birds that drill holes in trees?
Well, there's two kinds. There's a woodpecker and a sapsucker.
What's a sapsucker?
I don't know.
But they drill holes in trees
and they get the sap out.
Right.
They just drill a hole all around. I can show you out there on my magnolias.
Huh.
Drill their holes all around. They say that's a sapsucker.
Huh. I didn't know that.
But a woodpecker pecks holes in your trees to get the worms out.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't think that'd be very good for the tree, would it? What do you call those kind of black and white animals that have a powerful smell?
Skunks. Polecat.
Let's see. What do you call that little thing that looks kind of like a squirrel, but it's got little stripes, black and white stripes on its back? Sometimes they're tame and they'll come up and give them nuts and stuff. I don't think they climb trees either.
That looked like a squirrel.
Yeah.
Ground squirrel. But I never have seen any of them that tame here.
Oh.
We don't have any of that tame here.
What all kinds of fish can you get around here?
Catfish, crappie, shad, trout, and bass. And I don't know if there's any more around here or not.
Yeah.
Probably is.
What kinds of seafood can you get at the store?
We have a new market opened up here this past 2 weeks ago.